Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Florida College Access Network's Summit Speaker Series podcast. This podcast is a production of Florida College Access Network, Florida's first collaborative network committed to ensuring all Floridians have the opportunity to achieve an education beyond high school and prosper in Florida's dynamic economy. I'm Amy Bullock, FCAN's statewide programs coordinator. I'll be your host for this series. I want to start off by giving you a little bit of background information on the Florida College Access Network Summit. FCAN started hosting an annual summit on college access and success in 2012. And since that time, this summit has become the premier event in Florida for convening change makers from across the state who are committed to helping all Floridians achieve the education they need to succeed in life after high school. This year, we'll be hosting our sixth annual summit, and it'll be on May 10th through 11th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. And we're excited because this summit is on track to be our largest event yet, with more than 50 speakers presenting in both general sessions and breakout sessions. To give you a taste of the great content you can expect to hear from this year's summit, FCAN is releasing a series of brief interviews with some of the presenters. Over the next several weeks, you'll hear from six innovators from across the state who are doing unique work to move the needle on college and career access. This week, we're kicking things off with an interview with Maggie Miller. Maggie is the lead Florida field trainer for Cooter's My Career Shines, a career planning tool that is free to all Floridians. Maggie is hosting a session at this year's summit entitled My Career Shines, Helping Students Dream Big and Plan Accordingly. In this interview, FCAN's communications manager, John Ceballos, talks to Maggie about some of the key features of My Career Shines and how it can benefit students across the state. Let's take a listen.
Hello and welcome. I'm joined by Maggie Miller. She's the lead trainer for Florida for My Career Shines, powered by Cooter. I guess the first question I want to ask you is, why do you want to share this session with our summit attendees?
And thank you. I'm honored to be here. Sharing about My Career Shines at FCAN is an opportunity to get the word out that My Career Shines is legislatively funded. Therefore, there's no cost to any resident in the state of Florida. The system is providing our students with leverage when competing for post-secondary opportunities.
Interesting. In the work that you do today, what would you say is the biggest hurdle for students in terms of actually sitting down and doing the work to plan for their careers? And to kind of piggyback on that, what are some of the ways that My Career Shines can help them overcome those obstacles?
I think as we reflect on what we've done with our students in the past few decades, come a long, long way. But I had absolutely no discussions with school counselors. Back then, it was about finding a job. We didn't take career assessments, which is the foundation of our system. And we want this process to start in sixth grade. Well, seventh, really. It's available starting in seventh grade with two of those assessments. One is a skills confidence, career interest, and in high school, they get a third assessment for work values. So once they do that, they start to figure out what they want to do regarding post-secondary. Our focus is, I'll rarely say college or university because we have so many opportunities even with our career and technical education. But to answer your question, the biggest hurdle, I have two pieces to share with you. 3 years in training on this relatively new system for Florida, what I have discovered is that the role of the school counselor is loosely defined. And so in one district, what one counselor is doing can look very different in another district. Many times this time of year, they're testing coordinators. So. What is happening is their caseloads are very high. So finding one-on-one time with a school counselor is very challenging for students. Parents are depending on schools for this guidance in many cases. So this is why as a trainer of the system, I also support quality implementation in districts, and in schools, helping them with action plans. So we can look at more widespread, accountability rather than it being on a school counselor's shoulders. Secondly, there are so many choices for students. There are charter choices, magnet, tech academies. It's hard to know the best path for a student without that counseling. So this is why My Career Shines is such a powerful tool, because it is a tool to transition students to post-secondary opportunities. In training, we teach participants how to use their assessment data to drive high school course selection, because what students aren't seeing is that connection to why am I in this math class to what I want to be. And that's what the system does for students.
Excellent. That's fantastic. And I appreciate you kind of offering that quick overview of some of the tools in My Career Shines. The next thing I wanted to ask you about, who do you think could benefit from attending your session? I know you mentioned students, you mentioned counselors. What are some of the other groups of people do you think that could benefit from?
The answer is very simple, but I have a list as well. Anybody who is working with students and guiding them, mm-hmm. their future. And I know that sounds very broad, but you know, it could be district decision makers. That's very important, because if we train a whole district of counselors, let's say, without that top-down support, it's likely to fall apart. So we need our district folks. We need anyone who's in the role of guiding students, teachers, counselors. We work a lot with our Take Stock and Children, Boys and Girls Clubs, after-school programs. I mean, I had to stop there. I ran out of paper when I was listing. But anyone who's working with students, the list is endless.
Last thing I wanted to ask you, the theme for the 2018 Florida College Access Network Summit is Create the Future. Can you talk a little bit about some of the ways that your session speaks to this theme?
Sure. You know, since My Career Shines is considered a lifelong career and education planning tool, I believe it perfectly supports the theme. I was actually so excited to see the theme. For middle and high school students, after they take their career assessments and explore occupations suggested by the results, they're able to really start to hone in on where they might want to end up in post-secondary. They can actually apply to their schools in the career of their choice and finding those majors and programs. Well, as students transition into college or career, they can use other features like the resume builder and electronic portfolio in order to market themselves when it's time to enter the workforce. We also use projected workforce data to help them with that decision and where they might want to end up in their career. So since the accounts are free for a lifetime, users have the opportunity, the perfect opportunity, to create their futures. We like to say, because we do have an elementary system coming called Galaxy for career exploration for little ones, K through five. We like to say that we're K, as in kindergarten, to gray, as in gray hair. So it is a lifetime. There you go.
Maggie, thank you again so much for your time, and looking forward to seeing the session.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Once again, that was FCAN's Communications Manager, John Ceballos, talking to Maggie Miller from My Career Shines. If you'd like to learn more about My Career Shines and other resources like it, then you won't want to miss this year's summit on May 10th through 11th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. To learn more about the summit or to register, head on over to www.fcansummit.com. That's FCANsummit.com. And make sure that you register before April 13th so you can take advantage of the special early bird rate. Also, tune in next time on Wednesday, February 28th. Also, make sure to tune in next time on Wednesday, February 28th. We'll be talking to Dr. Sue Gallagher, who is the Chief Innovation Officer at the Children's Services Council of Broward County. Dr. Gallagher will be talking about the session that she'll be presenting at this year's summit, entitled Understanding the History of Racism and Ongoing Racial Bias to Move Forward with Improving Student Outcomes. Hope to see you all then.